item 1206.
Request of Crystal Ilinski to address council regarding selection.
Morning.
Well done, Carla. I really appreciate that.
Give us your name, Crystal, and then you have 3 minutes.
My name is still Crystal Ilinski, and I represent 10,000. That's as many people who are, well, they probably got a similar story. But here are your, this was from last time, actually. You'd think that these people who actually make them would take these back. But there you go. There's my bottles for the day. These ones they use in Hungary, you know, in Eastern Europe. And you reuse them, and you have pumps everywhere, you know, until they try to get to some places that have gypsies. And then they shut the pumps down. That was horrible, but we should have pumps. I mean, we've got the Benson. Anyway, on to my topic. So it's selection time. This election includes ballot measures. The fascinating topic in and of itself is two of these measures that the media aren't covering, the fact that they're redundant. We've already had them before. 97 is a bit like 66, 67, and I'm going to muffle the numbers, but maybe you remember, Amanda. 20182 is similar to 28192. So that is the voter-owned elections and getting big money out of campaigns. So back a few, maybe five election cycles, 66-67 was supposed to tax the rich their fair share, but details on implementation were murky and ultimately never got sorted through public mass amnesia and, of course, government laziness sort of took over, and we never heard about it again. And then 2192 was supposed to make that voter-owned elections more permanent that got Eric Sten and Amanda Fritz elected. And unlike other measures that I've known ever since I started voting, when you change a constitution, you usually vote yes, but in this case it was flipped, and it was just too confusing. So complete opposite to the common sense and the for overwhelmed voters, it's the kind of trickery that makes people unable and or unwilling to vote. Speaking of big donor financing, big business spent the most in Oregon history for this 97. More than Monsanto and Kraft did to stop GMO food labeling, and more than Philip Morris did to stop the cigarette taxes going to the schools. I remember thinking, if Big Tobacco had just given that money to the schools in exchange for pulling the measure off the ballot, they could have called it a day and appeared less evil. But I guess they're smarter than me. They probably got a tax write-off. They paid big numbers. I know probably more than the nines. Chucky Holes isn't here today, but the Macy's Nines got a $9 million loan from the city, and as soon as he got into office, he let it go. And then I know that it's a lot less than what Moda paid to get their name on the Rose Quarter. And I was wondering if I could have just a couple more minutes since wanted to hear about the pigeons this morning.
Your time is up. Thank you.
But if we could have more people show up to this in the morning and sign up as we go, 9:30 for communications, I would be really appreciative because I think we should have more voices. And as far as the selection, I don't know if Steve Novick's office is spending as much time on his campaign as Nick Fish's did. I understand he's being recalled now, but back then they spent all their time on his campaign. And I think that the voters would like to know that. Whereas Charlie Hills,
Crystal, your time is up. Please take your cans with you. Could you please take your